Hey, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Ksuvas, daf Yud Daled. We left off daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. We're going to start, we're going to back up probably three quarters of the way down the Amud. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 17 lines up on the bottom is where we're going to start today's shiur. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, and also Leila Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimka Aleha Shalom. Everybody's learning should be an Aliyas Neshama for Dr. Landerer's mother. And we thank him very, very much and his family for the continued sponsorship of this year. Today we're going to focus on a couple of topics. Again, continuing on the theme that we've been discussing the past couple of days. So yesterday we already began to discuss, and we're going to back up a few lines, but we began to discuss the Nemanos of a woman to say who she was Nevelis to, right? So if we saw her and she was doing something, she was speaking, she was being miyached, she was having bia with someone, and they said, what's the deal with this guy? And she says, oh, it's so-and-so, and he's a Kohen. So the question is, do we believe her as to the yichus of the person she was hanging around with? We then said, there's also a case in the Mishnah where she is pregnant, and we say, what's the deal with the child that you're carrying? And she said, oh, it's from so-and-so, and he's a Kohen. So the question is, do we believe her as to the status of her child, or do we only believe her as to her own status, as to whether she becomes pasul lakal, pasul lakahuna, or not? And we're going to see there's a machlokas as to whether we're going to believe her as to the status of her child, even if we believe her as to her own status. So that's what we're going to start discussing. And then on Yadalid Amin Aleph, we are going to talk about a very complicated case about something called an almanas isa, about an almana whose status is in doubt. And we're going to see exactly what this case of almanas isa is. Again, it's rather complicated. Rashi has a couple of different shatim as to what it is. And then we're going to talk about what happens if a person is, if you go around calling somebody names. So if you go around calling somebody a mamzer and he doesn't respond, so does that mean that he admits that he's a mamzer, or does it mean that he doesn't respond because he doesn't want to respond to idiots calling him a mamzer? What happens if you call him a chalal and he doesn't respond? Do we assume that he's actually a chalal and therefore he's not responding, or likewise? So really today's daf is really more about yichus and stuff like that. And it's starting because we started discussing yesterday the status of yichus of a woman if she is having relations with somebody, and the status of her child if she winds up having relations with somebody, and whether we believe her as to the identity of the person who she was having a relationship with. So again, we're going to pick up 17 lines from the bottom of the Amud Yud Gimel Amud Beis. First word on the line is poso. We're going to pick up from Amar Rav Yochanan, which is the third to last word on the line. So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yochanan, L'divriya machshir ba, machshir babita, L'divriya posel ba, posel babita. That it's an all or nothing. If we're going to believe her, we're going to believe her as to the status of both her own status and the status of her child. If we are not going to believe her, we are not going to believe her as to the status of her child either. Rabbi Elazar, Amar L'divriya machshir ba, posel babita. Rabbi Elazar says no. Not like Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Elazar says, even if we're going to believe her as to her own status, we're not going to believe her as to the status of her child. So the question is, why not? Some are Rabba, my time of the Rabbi Elazar. What's the reason for Rabbi Elazar? Bishlama ihi. So Rabbi Elazar explains as follows. I understand she herself is la chazkas kashrus. She has a chazaka of kashrus because until she slept with this person who she shouldn't have been sleeping with, she was a kosher Yisraelis. She was perfectly kosher. She was kosher to marry a Kohen. She was doing everything right. Therefore, she has a chazaka that she's kosher. However, bita leslei chazkas kashrus. However, her child, who is not yet born, because the child, remember, in this case, she's pregnant, but her child, therefore, has no chazkas kashrus, and therefore, we can't assume, oh, she should remain kosher just like she's always been kosher to marry a Kohen. She has no chazaka whatsoever, so therefore, we're not going to believe her as to the status of her child. So, Eitzvei, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yochanan. So, Rabbi Elazar asks a kasha to Rabbi Yochanan, Amedvar Mamurim, when do we say that a woman is believed? Beidus Isha Begufa. That's only when the woman is testifying as to her own status and whether her status would be impugned by the fact that she is having bia with this person whose identity is unknown. Aval Eidus Isha Bebita, Divriya Kol Avlad Shtuki. But by the edus of a woman on her child, everybody agrees the Vlad is a shtuki. What shtuki? So shtuki is the way the Gemara refers to a Vlad of suspicious origin or of unknown status. So my lav shtuki apostle. So says Rabbi Lazar, doesn't it mean that the Vlad is a shtuki? Means that the Vlad is a shtuki, that it's a Vlad of unknown status, and therefore it's going to be puzzle. And isn't this a raya that even though the woman is believed as to herself, she is not believed as to the status of her child? Says the Gemara, lo, shtuki u kasher. No, it means that the Vlad is a shtuki, and it is kasher. So what does it mean, shtuki v'kasher? So Rashi explains, shtuki v'kasher, klomar shtuki hu b'miktsas, that it's a miktsas shtuki, it's a shtickle shtuki. Shim kohen haya boel, that if the boel was a kohen, va'uber yezachar, if the child is a male, v'shaskenosu b'din kuhuna, we don't treat him as a kohen, kidl kaimon, as we're going to see right away, there's a reason that the Gemara says why we don't treat him as a kohen. Abel kasher le'yuchsin, but he's going to be kasher for yuchsin. Shim nekeva, in other words, if the child is in a cave, if the child is a girl and not a boy, tinase l'kuhuna, then she can marry a kohen. V'mzacharu bito v'almanusuk sheris l'kuhuna. And if the child is a male, even though he doesn't have the status of a kohen, his daughter and his almana are going to be kosher to the kuhuna. In other words, he's not a cholal. So when we say shtuki, it means that he's not like a full-fledged meyuchas after the father. In other words, if the father was a kohen, we're not going to treat this guy like a kohen, but he's definitely kosher. Lovo Likol and his wife and his daughter are all going to be kosher to marry Kohanim. So says the Gemara, well, that's a weird concept, because generally in Shas, when we talk about the Vlad being shtuki, we mean that the Vlad is pasul, that we don't know the yichus of the Vlad, and therefore the Vlad is pasul. So says the Gemara, miyikah shtuki kasher, is there such a thing as a shtuki kasher? Says the Gemara, in kedesh Shmuel, yeah, like Shmuel says, the Amr Shmuel, asor kohanim omdim, if there are 10 kohanim standing around, upirish echad mehem, and one of them slips away, ubal, and he's ball a woman, so a Vlad shtuki, so the Vlad is going to be a shtuki. So says the Gemara, my shtuki, what do you mean the Vlad is a shtuki? We know that the father of this child was one of these kohanim. So ilei meshemes askanos aminich se'aviv, if it's that, he can't claim a Yerusha from any of these guys. Pshita, it's Pasha, to me Adina Navu Amanu, we don't know who his father is. Of course he can't claim a Yerusha from any of these guys. Ela Shemeshaskanosim b'din kuhuna. However, what it means is that we quiet him from the din kuhuna, meaning that he can't claim that he's a Kohen. Why can't he claim that he's a Kohen? Because no matter who it was who was Boel, his mother, he is definitely a Kohen, right? Because the case was, it was 10 Kohanim standing around. One of them went off and was Boel, the woman. The woman has a child. If it was only 10 Kohanim there, then we know that the father of this child is a Kohen. So why would it be that this child cannot claim that he's a Kohen? Says the Gemara, because we have Xeris HaKasav. Dechsev v'haysolo lezaro acharav brisku nasolam. We talk about lo ulezaro acharav. Mishazaro miyuchas acharav yatsazeh she'ina zaro miyuchas acharav. That the only time a person has the status of a Kohen is when he knows definitively who his father is. If we can't trace definitively the Seder Yichus, and we don't know definitively who the father is, then the child cannot come and claim that he's a Kohen. However, that's only midin kahuna. However, legabe yuchsin, he's going to be kosher, lavo lekol, and his daughter and his wife, they're not going to be chalolos, they're going to be kosher to marry Kohanim. So when we say shtuki, it means a partial shtuki. It doesn't mean that the Vlad is pasul, it means the Vlad is kosher, only it can't claim that it's a Kohen. So he can't claim that he's a Kohen, and therefore this is a raya to Rav Yochanan, that if she is believed as to her own status, she's also going to be believed as to the status of her child. Okay, new topic. Says the Gemara, last line on your Gemal Amabeh. So who Arus Varusaso? There was an engaged couple, an Arus and an Arusa. The Arusa was pregnant. The Asu Lukaime de Rav Yosef. And they came before Rav Yosef. He Amra Mine. She claims that he was the father. In other words, that yes, she is pregnant, obviously. However, the father of the child of the Uber is the Arus. Behu Omer, and he says, in Minoi, yeah, it came from me. In other words, Rashi says, Emes Mimenihu, that yeah, it's definitely mine. There happens to be an Adian in the Rishonim. I already interpreted the Gemara like Rashi, who says that he's also coming with a Tainas Bari, meaning she comes with a Tainas Bari, that he's definitely the father. He then comes with a Tainas Bari and says, yes, I am the father. The question is, how exactly does he have a Tainas Bari? Because she knows who the father is. All he knows is that he was Boel her. He has no idea whether anybody else was Boel her either. So according to Rashi, we have to explain that he was boel her, and then he never let her leave his eyesight after he was boel her, and therefore he knows that she wasn't nevelas to anybody else after having bia with him. Presumably, he also knows that she didn't have bia with anybody before him. But therefore, he's coming with a tainas bari as well, where there's other Rishonim say, no, he's not coming with a tainas bari, because he can't possibly have a tainas bari, because she knows who the father is. He doesn't know that he's the father, because he doesn't know for sure conclusively that she never had bia with anybody else. But what it means is that he's admitting. In other words, she says that he's the father. He's saying, yes, it's possible that I'm the father, because I know that I was boel her. So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yosef, so Lamayim Nechashla. So what exactly do we have to be afraid of here? In other words, like, why would we say that that the child is illegitimate, or that she is going to be usur on her arus, usur to arus? Because obviously, if they're engaged, if they have Erusin already, and then she's nevelas to somebody else, she's going to be usur on her original arus. Says Rav Yosef, so what do we have to be afraid of? Chada daha kamoda. First of all, the guy admits that he's the father. V'od hamar Rav Yehuda mar Shmuel halacha k'Rav Gamliel. And also we see that the halacha is like Rav Gamliel. What's Rav Gamliel? Rav Gamliel is the shita that we've been seeing in the Mishnayos the past couple of days, that that the woman is believed when she claims who she had bia with. So first of all, we believe her anyway. And also, even if you don't want to rely simply on the shita of Rav Gamliel, that we're going to believe the woman anyway when she claims who the father is, he admits that he's the father. So what exactly do we have to be afraid of? Samarle Abaya, so says Abayu, Baha Kilo Moda, and however over here, where the guy doesn't admit, where the Arus doesn't admit, that he was the one who was Baaler, Machsha Rav Gamliel, would Rav Gamliel really say that the Vlad is going to be kosher and the woman is going to continue to be mutter to her arus? Would Rav Gamliel really believe the woman without his hodah? V'yamar le Shmuel Rav Yehuda, but doesn't Shmuel say to Rav Yehuda, Shinana halacha k'Rav Gamliel, v'at lo savit uvda, but the halacha is like Rav Gamliel, that she's believed. However, don't paskin like Rav Gamliel, ad ika rov k'sheira metzla, unless most of the people who are around are kosher to her, meaning that if she claims that she had bia with somebody and that person was a Jew, or that the way the Gemara describes it is that person was a Kohen, which just means he has super yichus, because that person was definitely a Jew. So if she's in a city where everybody's Jewish and she's claiming that she had bia with somebody who's mutter to her because everybody in the city is mutter to her, that's when Rav Gamliel is going to say that we could believe her. We're only going to believe her in a case where Rov Ksheira Metzla. Here, remember, the critical thing is she's engaged. So if she's engaged, as the Gemara is going to say right now, Aval Hacha, but over here, Rov Psulinetzla. But over here, everybody is Vahacha Rov Psulinetzla. However, over here, Rov of the world is Pasulter. Why? Because there's one man in the world who's Mutterter at this point. That's her Arus. Everybody else in the world is going to be Usserter. So Rav Gamliel only says that we believe the woman when most of the people there are Mutterter. Here, most of the people there are usher to her. So Rav Gamliel, even according to Ishita, wouldn't say that we believe the woman. We wouldn't believe the woman, even according to Rav Gamliel. Says the Gemara, okay, so you might have a kasha that I shouldn't be paskening like Rav Gamliel, but the whole statement doesn't make sense. Ulatameich tikshilach hi gufa halacha vatlo savid uvda. It says halacha is like Rav Gamliel, but don't pasken like him. Well, if the halacha is like Rav Gamliel, why shouldn't I paskin like him? Why shouldn't I paskin like him la halacha? If the halacha is like Rav Gamliel, that makes zero sense. Ella mai is l'chol ha'meimar. Ella mai, what do you want to say? Ha l'chatchila ha di'eved. In other words, l'chatchila, we would tell her not to. We would tell her. In other words, if a kohen comes and asks, we would not allow him to marry this woman unless the woman was neveles in a situation where most of the people were kosher to her. However, bidiyeved, if they got married already and the kohen didn't ask a shayla at first, and they already got married, then we're not going to force the marriage to dissolve. That's the way Rashi explains bidiyeved. In other words, halacha is like Rav Gamliel, but lechatchila, if the kohen comes and asks, should I marry the woman is the woman kosher to me. We're not going to say yes unless we know that Rov works Sheirin Etzla. But b'diyeved, if they already got married, we're not going to force them to get divorced, even if it was not a situation of Rov Sheirin Etzla v'anami k'diyeved dami. And this is a case of b'diyeved, because the woman is already pregnant, and this is the biggest case of b'diyeved, because the woman is standing there pregnant, and if we're going to say that the halacha is not like Rungam Wiel, we're going to have a double whammy. We're going to aser her on her arus forever, and we're also going to say that the kid is posel l'kahuna. So therefore, this is a situation like b'diyeved, and therefore, Rav Gamliel Shita, combined with his admission, is going to permit us to believe the woman. So, Rami le Abaya le Rava. So, Abaya asks a question to Rava. Umi amar Rabbi Yeshua eina nemenes? Does Rabbi Yeshua say that she's not believed when she says who she was nevelis to? Verminu, I'll ask you a kasha. Hey, at Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira were meyed al almonas isa, on an almana of uncertain status. She ksheira le kahuna, that she's kosher for the kahuna. She is kosher le kahuna. Now, what exactly is almanas isa? So it's an almana of a man who was a safek chalal. And generally, the wife of a chalal is pasul le kahuna, because the wife of a chalal becomes a chalala. A chalala is going to be pasul le kahuna. Now, how is this woman the wife of a safek chalal? So it gets a little confusing, but here, why don't we see Rashi inside? Al almanas isa, and then we're going to skip down the page, because way down on the page, Rashi also quotes the Shita of Rav Yosef Tovelim, which is unique for Rashi, but let's first see Rashi toward the top of the page, al almanas isa. So, shehi ba mikoach safek chalal, that she is an almana who comes from a safek chalal. What's the case? Kedula kamon, shenitma ba safek chalal. Again, kagon, shezorak bal imo harishon laget. This guy's father. Let's call the son Reuven. So the father is Yaakov. So Yaakov threw a get to Leah. Safek karav lo, safek karav la. So it's a suffix whether he actually divorced his wife or whether he didn't divorce his wife, because the halacha is that you have to actually deliver a get to your wife. So this guy's too chicken to actually put it in her hand, so he chucks the get over to her. Now the question is, if he's standing over here and the wife is standing over there at the end of shul, and he throws the get and the get lands somewhere in the middle, whether the get's a valid get or not depends on, is the get closer to Yaakov or is the get closer to Leah? So it's a suffix. So it's like at the 50-yard line. So we don't know who the get is actually closer to. Umeis, and then Yaakov dies. V'nimtzei zu safek grusha safek almana. So it turns out that Yaakov's wife Leah is a safek grusha, because she might have been divorced. If the get was closer to her, then she's divorced. But she's also a safek almana, because Yaakov died, and if the get wasn't valid, now she's an almana because her husband died. Now, what do we know about a grusha? A grusha is not allowed to marry a kohen. An almana is allowed to marry a kohen. So Leah is a safek almana, safek grusha. Vinissa kohen. She went ahead and married a kohen. V'holid mimenu ben. And then that union produced a son. So zehu safek chalal. So he's a safek chalal, because there's a safek he might have come from a union that's usher. Because he might have come from a union of a kohen and a grusha, in which case he's going to be a chalal. And when he gets married, his wife is going to be a safek chalala. And the question is, when he then dies, is the almana then allowed to marry a kohen because she's a safek chalala? So in other words, it's the almanas isa, the uncertain almana, her uncertain status stems from the fact that we don't know whether her husband is a chalal, because we don't know whether the husband's mother, who then got remarried to a kohen, was actually an almana or was actually a grusha. So back in Rashi, so zeu safek chalal v'heyed Rabbi Yeshua al almanaso shal zeh sheik shera. And Rabbi Yeshua was made that the almana of this safek chalal is going to be kosher. Alma maklinan la achaz kasa. that we are mukimor on our chazaka, and the chazaka is that she's kosher. Vamrinan al tafsilena lazu me safek, klomar shema bala cholol haya. That we should not passel her because of the safek that maybe your husband was a cholol. Okay, so that's Rashi Shita. If you skip all the way down to the first wide line, he then quotes Rav Yosef Tov Elim, which we'll read right now. Again, even though this Rashi is going on something a little bit down, but let's just see what Rav Yosef Tov Elim says. Umidivar Rav Yosef Tov Elim Matsasi, Almanas Isa, another interpretation of Almanas Isa, Isa Shayabala Sfeik Sfeika. A woman whose husband was a Sfeik Sfeika. We'll see why he calls him a Sfeik Sfeika. It's not the way we're thinking of a Sfeik Sfeika. Kagon Shenis Garsha Imo Mibala Rishon. That this guy's mother was divorced from her first husband, like we explained already in the Shita of Rashi. Safek Haravlo, with a situation where the reason that she's a Safek Grusha is because the husband chucked her a get. We don't know whether the get was closer to her and it was valid, whether the get was closer to him and it was invalid. Umeis Betoch Shlosha Chadashim. And then he died, not right away, but within 3 months. Venisleis Lekoin Toch Shlosha Chadashim. This woman got married to a Kohen within those 3 months. Okay, so she got married to a Kohen while she thought she was a Grusha. V'yolda es zeh, and then V'yolda, and then she produced this kid. Safek shu ben teisha l'rishon v'kosher. So it's a Safek because she got married within 3 months, which is inappropriate because we've already seen in prior Masechet that she's supposed to wait 3 months for a period of Havchana, but she didn't wait for Havchana. So it's a Safek maybe the kid came from the first marriage, and the first marriage was perfectly valid because if she came from the first marriage before the divorce, it's perfectly valid. V'afilu aysa megereshes, but even if she is divorced in the end, Sharei kodom laget nisabra, because she became pregnant before then she got the get. Or maybe even after the get, if the guy who she married was Yisrael and not a Kohen, and maybe the kid is the second husband's child, and maybe the kid is then a Safek Cholol, Hare Sfek Sfeka. Shema ain't a benoshal kohen, because maybe it's not the child of the kohen. Vimtim salomar benohu, shema lo aysa imo grusha, ella almana, because maybe it wasn't a valid get at all. Ulacha korile isa. And therefore it's called isa, sheyeshpa iruve sfekos harbe ke isa zu, she blusa, vadarmina la kaimon, kol shenidma basafik chalol, hane perusha kol shenidma basafik eruve chalol. So what's the difference between the shita of Rav Yosef Tov Elim and the shita of Rashi? The shita of Rashi, we're only dealing with one suffix. In other words, the shita of Rashi is that the guy's mother was maybe suffix divorced, then she remarried a Kohen, and this child is the product of that union. So we don't know whether he's a chol or not, because we don't know whether the mother was a grusha or an almana. This guy then gets married, so we don't know whether his almana is a suffix halala, because we don't know whether he was a chol. That's the way Rashi explains. Rav Yosef Tov Elim, because we call this a sfeik sfeik on the Gemara, Rav Yosef Tov Elim adds another sfeik, that not only is there a case of sfeik grusha, sfeik amana, but there's also, we don't know who the father is. It's a sfeik, and the reason Rav Yosef Tov Elim explains it like this is because the Gemara is going to refer to it as a sfeik sfeika. So in other words, Rav Yosef Tov Elim is struggling, why is it a sfeik sfeika unless you have a double doubt? So he creates a double doubt, like Isa means that it's like a dough, which has a whole bunch of things mixed in. It's a whole case of a double doubt. So he creates the double doubt by saying, we don't know who the father is, and we don't know whether the mother was divorced. Tosfos doesn't like either of these pratim, because he says Isa doesn't go on a person, Isa goes on a group of people. And therefore, Tosfos says, Almanas Isa means that they come from a mishpacha where there are a lot of safek chalals in the mishpacha. According to Rashi, why would this be called a sfeik sfeika? Because the Gemara refers to what is a sfeik sfeika. It turns out that there's only one safek. So we have to explain that what Rashi would mean is that this is a sfeik sfeika, not in a conventional sense, not that it's a compound safek, but that it's a derivative safek. In other words, the reason that this almana, the reason that we're mesupik as to the status of the almana, is only because we don't know what happened with the almana's husband's mother. In other words, it's a derivative suffix. But anyway, what do we know? We know back in the Gemara. So that was the tough part of the daf. So hopefully it was somewhat clear. So the Gemara says that Rav Yehuda, Rav Seira, and Rav Yishur were made almanas Isa, uncertain. We don't know if she's a halal or not. She ksheira lekuna. She's going to be kosher because her chazaka is that she's kosher to kuna. We're not going to pasul her also suffix. Samarlei hachi hashta. There's no raya that just because we believe in almanas Isa, just because an almanas Isa is going to be kosher, that we automatically believe a woman when she told us who she slept with. Hasam isha nises bodekas v'nises. The woman is getting married, so when she gets married, she gets a shidduch resume, she calls the references, she does everything, she's going to look into everything. Hacha isha mezana bodekas v'mezanas. She don't worry about her. She concluded, she investigated and concluded the husband's not a cholol, that's why she's going to be ksheira lekuna. However, over here, by this woman, we're going to believe the woman that she was mezana to somebody who was an upstanding person. This woman is not an upstanding person. The boel is not an upstanding person. They're not doing any investigation over here. They just cut it out. So Amarava, the Rav Yishua kasha. So Rav Yishua, you have a kasha, Ramliel, like Ramliel, lo kasha. You're going to pretend that there's no kasha according to Rabbi Gamliel, Vaktani Seifa, but we have a Seifa, we have in the Seifa, Amr Lahen. So that's the reason that Rabbi Yeshua, even though he's going to say that Almanas Isa is kosher, he would not believe the woman when she claims who she slept with. But according to Rav Gamliel, there's no kasha. There is a kasha. Vaktani seifa. Armelam Rav Gamliel. Ki bal nu eduschem. Avol ma'anase shere gozer Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai. Shelo lahoshev beisin al kach. Shekohanim shomlem l'rachek. Avolo l'karev. That the Kohanim will listen in order to say that it's usur, but not to say that it's mutter. Meaning that Rabbi Gamliel says that the Kohanim are going to treat this person as usur to the kahuna, even though Rabbi Gamliel in our Mishnah says that we believe the woman, and therefore the child is going to be mutter to the kahuna. So according to Rabbi Gamliel, is it usur or is it mutter? Elo amarava deramliel lo kasha hasam bari acha shema, because of the difference between a tana's bari and a tana's shema. In other words, in the Mishnah, she says, I know for sure I was nevelas to a kasher. However, by an almanas isa, it all comes to us misafek, and therefore misafek, we're not going to permit her to the kahuna. Says the Gemara, Vaiter, Rav Yishua, Nami Lokasha, Hasam Chatzveka, Hacha, Tresveke. Over there, in the case of our Mishnah, Rav Yishua is not going to believe her because there's only one Safek. We don't know who she was nevelas to. However, in the case of Almanas Isa, it's a Sveksveka. Has it a Sveksveka? This is what we explained. According to Rav Yosef Tevelim, because it's a Safek, she was a Grusha, a Safek, she was an Amana, it's a Safek whether the kid comes from the first husband or the second husband. According to Rashi, it's a Sveksveka, not in the traditional sense, but the whole reason that this Almana is Mesupik is because of the status of the son, and the whole reason the son is Mesupik is because we don't know what the status of his mother is. So it's a derivative Safek. So by derivative Safek, we're going to say that it is Kasher Lekuhuna. Says the Gemara, Hilkach l'Rav Gamliel olim le'bari. Rav Gamliel is going to believe Atanas Bari, Davila b'chad sveka nami machter, because he's going to believe the woman, even if there's only one suffix, even if it's not a sfek sveka, even if there's only one suffix, we don't know who the woman was nevelas to, but if she comes with Atanas Bari, we're going to believe her. The Kilei Shema, and he doesn't credit Atayna Shema, Dafilu B'Sveik Sveika Nami Pasol. He's not going to believe Atayna Shema, even if there's a case of Sveik Sveika. The Rabbi Yeshua, Olam Leichad Sveika. Rabbi Yeshua says, oh wow, one Safek, a single Safek is very strong because we're never going to believe her. Dafilu B'Bari Nami Pasol. Even if she comes with Atayna's Bari, we're not going to believe her. The Kilei Sveik Sveika, however, the case of an Almanas Isa, which is a Sveik Sveika, he's Mekil. Dafilu B'Shema Nami Machshir. Even if she only comes with Atayna Shema, we are going to say that she's kosher because we are going to follow this fake sveika. Whereas Rav Gamliel follows the taina, Rabbi Yeshua is going to follow the metzias, and therefore by a chad safek, by a single safek, he's going to say it's usher. By his fake sveika, he's going to say that it's mutter. Tana Rabbanan, ezu almanas isa. What's an almanas isa? Kol she'ein ba lo mishum mamzeros, lo mishum nesinos. There's no safek mamzer. There's no safek nasin. All these are ain a roy lekavel, ain a roy lavel kol. Lo mishum avdei malachim. And it's not because of Avdei Malachim. Avdei Malachim means that she had Bia with an Eved, and we say Avdei Malachim, Avodim of kings, because the Avdei Shlomo, says Rashi, were very rich, and they were very strong, they were a bunch of thugs, and they used to marry Jewish women. And therefore it was very prevalent that they would have Bia with Jewish women. In other words, an almanas isa is somebody that there's not like a real psol yichas like mamzeris. It's rather it's only a suffek of chalal. So Amar Rav Meir, so says Rav Meir, Shamati, that I heard, turning to Yodalim and Beis, Kol Sheimba Echad Mikol Eilu Masiyin LeKuhuna. Anybody like this is allowed to marry. Is allowed to marry a Kohen. So says the Gemara Vayter. Rav Shimon Elazar Amar Mishum Rav Meir. Vechena Rav Shimon Menasi Amar Kidvarav. Ezo Almanas Isa. What's an Almanas Isa? Kol Shenitba Bas Safek Chalal. That it's only somebody. It's somebody who has a suffix chalal, like we've been explaining. We've already said a couple of times already in the shir what an almanas isa is. So makirin yisrael mamzerin shabineim ve makirin chalal shabineim. And the reason that this is all a suffix, the reason that we're mesupak, is because the bnei yisrael are makir. They recognize the mamzerim among them, but they don't recognize the chalalim among them, and says Rashi, vein makirin chalalim shebineim v'safek chalal yeshel chalifsal, and therefore there is room to pasul a safek chalal because we don't necessarily know who a chalal is. But says Rashi, ulakamei parech. But later we're going to ask, Kamrit Resha is almanas isa kol shenimba basafek chalal ama safek chalal kosher. What does it mean that we're going to pasul a safek chalal because we don't know chalalim? The almanas isa was ksheira lakuna, so the gemara is going to get to that. But the point is that we know who the mamzerim are, we don't know who the chalalim are. Some are mar is almanas isa. Again, what's an almanas isa? The gemara loves this topic. So kol she, well, now we already understand it, so it's easy for us. So kol sheinba v'lomishim amzeros v'lomishim nesinas v'lomishim avdei malachim. None of these real yichas problems. It's only a safek chalal. Tosva says, why don't we talk about lo amoni v'lo ma'avi v'lo mitzri? So ve'edomi, so he says, because amoni and ma'avi only apply to the males, but not to the females, and a mitzri ve'edomi only applies to dor shlishi, but not further. So when we give examples, we're trying to say, whereas a mamzer and a nusin, they're always usser. Right, to love a lakal. So now I'm going to see somebody where there's a safek chalal. A chalal, kosher. But if it's a safek chalal, it's going to be kosher. And that's why we said an almanas isa is going to be ksheira lekuhuna. Says the Gemara, why are we distinguishing between a safek chalal and mamzerus, nesinus, avde malachim? Why distinguish between all these things? So maishna hanuch daraisa, these other psule kahal are daraisa. Chalal nami daraisa. Chalal is also a psul daraisa. Vesu, Amar Rav Meir, and furthermore, Rav Meir says, Shamati, kol sheim ba echan mikol elu, masiyin lekuhuna, that anybody who doesn't have from any of these feikos, we are able to, we permit them to marry to the kuhuna, hainu tanakama. That's the tanakama. The tanakama also said that anybody who doesn't have a suffik mabzeris and a suffik nasinas, if it's only a suffik chalal, they're allowed to marry into the kuhuna. Vesu, Rav Shimon Elazar, Omer Mishum Rav Meir, Rav Shimon Elazar's shita of Rav Meir is, V'cheinah Yerav Shem Menasi Omer Kidvarav Ezo Almanas Isa Kol Shenimba Ba Safek Chalal, because Makiri Yisrael Mamzerin Shebineim Ve Makirin Chalalin Shebineim, because we don't know who the Chalalim are. Wait, if we don't know who the Chalalim are, Va'amrit Reisha Chalal Kosher, you just told me that an Almanas Isa is going to be Kosher. In other words, Rashi says about a third of the way down, Rav Shimon ben Elazar, Seifa de Milsa, Reisha de Milsa Parich, Dertani Seifa, Ein Makirin Chalalon Shabineim. We don't know who the Chalalim are. Mashma Efshar Shaya Chalal. Therefore, it's possible that he's a Chalal. Avaloya Makirin Ba, but we're not Makir, but we don't know it. Alma is Le de Puzzle. Therefore, he should be Puzzle. For Reisha Mar Isa Almanas Isa, Vehechshar Kol Shinima Basavi Chalal. But in the Reisha, we said, who's an Almanas Isa? And we said that she's Kosher Lekuhuna. So what is it? If we don't know who the Chalalim are they Pasul or are they Kosher? Why would it be Kosher? From Rav Yochanan, Mamzer Tzavach B'Chalal Shosek Ika Benayu. Because the difference is where you have a Mamzer who cries out and a Chalal who is Shosek. That's the difference. What does that mean? So you have to look in Rashi again. So Adam Shekorin Oso Mamzer, when you call him a Mamzer, when you call him names, who Tzavach, he cries out and says, no, I'm not a Mamzer. When you call him a chalal, he's quiet. Ika bein Rav Meir latanakama bein tanakama debraisa. Aliba de Rav Meir of Rav Shimon Elazar, aliba de Rav Meir. That's the difference. Now, And now the Gemara is going to explain what this means. Tana kama savar kol pasul dekari le v'shasik pasul. Anytime you call somebody a name and he's quiet, he's going to be pasul because it's an implicit admission that he actually is the thing that you called him. So if you call him a chalal and he's quiet, he's going to be pasul because we could assume that he's a chalal. Vachi kamar tanakama. This is what the tanakama says. Ezu amanas isa. What's the case of an amanas isa? Kol she'ein bo lo shtuk mamzeros, velo shtuk nesinos, velo shtuk avne melachim, velo shtuk chalal. What's an almanas isa? Where if you call him all these names, he cries out, he responds, he's not going to be silent. Even if you call him a chalal, he's not going to be silent. He's going to say, no, I'm not. Therefore the wife is roi lekuhuna, because we know that they're not a chalal. Why do we know that they're not a chalal? Because they respond when you call them a chalal. The kamar le rameir, and Rameir says, Hanachu the kapasol le bakal. The others are pasol lekal. Avol shtok chalal kosher. However, by shtok chalal, it's going to be kosher. In other words, Rameir argues and says, you don't need the guy to respond when you call him a chalal in order to be kosher. Even if he's silent when you call him a chalal, he's going to be kosher. V'adashasak misham dol ichbasle. The reason that he doesn't respond is because he doesn't care. What does it mean he doesn't care? So Rashi explains over here, v'adashasak, about three quarters of the way down, lo misham de odi. It's not that he's admitting, only misham dol ichbasle. Hol v'al apsul kol. Being a chalal is not apsul kol. It's only pasul lakuna. It's not a big deal. V'ayinu to come arkein kol she'im ba echad mikol elu. Shtikos masim b'noseim lakuna v'afilu yesh bo shtuk chalal. Therefore, he's not. In other words, it's not an implicit admission. He's a chol. He just doesn't care to respond. If you heard that Rav Meir is machsher b'shtika, where the guy's quiet, lo dekar le chol v'shasik. It's not if you call him a chol when he was quiet. In that case, he's not going to be kosher. Ela dekar le mamzer d'shasik. You know when he's going to be kosher? If you call him a mamzer and he doesn't respond. A mamzer is worse than a chalal. So if he doesn't respond when you call him a mamzer, isn't that an admission that he's a mamzer? He should be pasul a kol. Says the Gemara, no. V'hai the shasik savik mamzer kala islay. And the reason that he's shasik is because he thinks to himself, everybody knows I'm not a mamzer. Because a mamzer has a kol. So I have to respond to this idiot that he's calling me a mamzer. It doesn't matter. So let the guy call me a mamzer. Avla mamzer v'tzavach. However, if you call him a mamzer and he responds, chalal v'shosik, and a chalal, and he's quiet, then pasul, then he's actually going to be pasul. Why? V'hai de ishtik, because the reason that he's quiet, savar mistayad lo mafkile mikal. The reason that he's quiet when they call him a chalal is not because it rolls off his back and really he's not a chalal and therefore we should be machsher him to the kuna. No, the reason that he's quiet is because he figures, you know what, let me lay low because it's sufficient. They're not trying to make me really a psul kal. In other words, they could have called me much worse names. They could have called me a mamzer. They could have called me a nothing, but they didn't. They only called me a chalal, so I'm going to lay low. I'm not going to respond. So that's why he's not responding. So Tani Chada, Rav Yossi Yomar, Shtuk Mamzer Kosher, Shtuk Cholol Pasul. So we have two brises. One says that if you call him a Mamzer and he's quiet, he's kosher. Why is he kosher again? Even though a Mamzer is a psul kol, he's quiet because he says Mamzer has a kol, and there's no kol about me. Therefore, why should I respond to this idiot calling me a Mamzer? However, Shtuk Cholol is going to be pasul because there is no kol for a chalal, and the reason that he's quiet is because he's implicitly admitting that he's a chalal. The Tan Yidach, we have another brisa, shtok chalal kasher. If you call him a chalal and he's silent, he's going to be kasher. And shtok mamzer pasul. And if you call him a mamzer and he's quiet, then he's going to be pasul. So these are obviously contradictory. Says the Gemara, Lo kasha, Hatanakama, Liba, Drav Meir, Had Rav Shimon Elazar, Liba, Drav Meir. So Rashi explains like this, four lines down and the three lines down in the medium sized lines, Umiyu Baha Palag Rav Meir, Hatanakama, the EU, Kal Pasul, the Shasik Bay, Psil Pasul. The Tanakama Tana says, anytime you call him anything, any bad name, and he's quiet, he's going to be pasul. Ulu Rav Meir, and according to Rav Meir, chalol shasaku de pasul. It's only if you call him a chalol and he's quiet that he's pasul. The suffer mistaya de lo mafkile mikol, because the reason that he's quiet is because he wants to lay low, and he's just grateful that they didn't call him a mamzer. Vimani tzavach, and if I cry out and say, no, I'm not a chalol, yachrizu alai viyodeya psulei babarer. They're going to be machras me, and everybody's going to know for sure that I'm pasul. V'achshav ema kirun Yisrael chalolam shevineyem. And however, now we're not 100% sure who the chalolam are. And therefore he's quiet, but he's quiet in a calculating way, and that's why he's going to be pasul. Av shlok mamzer kosher, but a shlok mamzer is kosher. Da'ay d'shasik sever akol yodin sheni mamzer. D'makim Yisrael mamzerin shevineyem, because he says everybody knows who the mamzerim are. Therefore, there's no sense in me responding. Okay, that's enough for today. Tomorrow we'll start the Mishnah on the bottom of Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Everybody have a great day.